This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on vacation. I'm Renee Montaigne. A flood wall protecting New Orleans has broken and water is flowing into the city. According to local reports, waters from the 17th Street Canal broke through the wall on the city's northern edge overnight, flooding the surrounding neighborhoods. Al Naomi is a senior project manager with the New Orleans District Corps of Engineers, and he joins us now from Vicksburg, Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us more about this levee break?
Actually, it wasn't a levee. It's a flood wall. It's a concrete and reinforced concrete wall that runs along this canal. And this canal is a major drainage canal for the city. And apparently there was some overtopping of this flood wall. And we believe, we're not certain yet, but we believe it scoured out and caused the flood wall itself to destabilize and to collapse.
Could you just briefly tell us the difference between a levee and a concrete wall?
Well, we put concrete walls in. We don't have enough room to put levees. And levees generally are cheaper. They're bigger, big mounds of dirt. And where we have very restricted right-of-way, in this case, there's homes along the channel, we had to put a flood wall in. So the flood wall took the place of the levee. And it serves the same function, though.
And is this break, as far as you know at this point in time, just a single in a single location?
As far as we know, but it is a very large location. It's about 200 feet long, and it's allowing water to flow from the 17th Street Canal, which connects to Lake Pontchartrain, into the city.
So does that mean that a lot of damage can be done just by this one break?
Yes. It means that until lake elevations goes down or we stop the flow, we're going to have increased flooding threat.
How does one repair a break in a flood wall?
The flood wall is sitting on a portion of a levee, and we're going to try and find material that we can get locally to fill in that gap that's been created. Hope to get that action plan started as soon as possible.
If you're not successful, I mean, could this lead to other breaks?
I don't think this would lead to other breaks. I think what this means is that you'll have water in the city that you won't be able to get out. You need to be able to pump the city dry, and if unfortunately, as long as you have a break in the protection system, you won't be able to do that, as water's pouring in about as fast as you can pump it out.
And where are you trying to pump this water to?
The water is being pumped into Lake Pontchartrain.
But isn't Lake Pontchartrain full?
Well, Lake Pontchartrain is dropping, and the pump stations can pump water into the lake at any time they want, and certainly pump against the amount of water that's in the lake now. See, this pumping station, the 17th Street Canal, leads from the pumping station to Lake Pontchartrain, and so, like I say, there's three of these big canals with pumping stations on them, and these pump stations take the water and move it out of the city and into Lake Pontchartrain through these canals. And they have pumped against this type of flow before, and they certainly can do that, but we have to have the levees secure and the flood wall secure before they can do that.
Well, just finally, are you worried at all that you won't get this under control, or is it a matter of time as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think it is a matter of time. We will get it under control. There's no question about that. But the question is how much water will flow into the city before we do, and we don't know that right now. We have a lot of folks working on the problem right now and a lot of folks outside the Corps working on the problem with us. And I believe with all the help that we're getting, we're going to find a way to do it. It's an unfortunate situation. There's no question about it. We have over 350 miles of hurricane levees that did an excellent job in helping the city. But this one gap is something that we've got to resolve. Otherwise, we're going to have to, you know, it's going to be very difficult to dewater the city.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
No problem. You call us back if you have any more questions.
Al Naomi is a senior project manager with the New Orleans District Corps of Engineers.